gleichsamen. Vor ist Gott, an Gott lebt anders. Who have come here to be ordained as the disciple of the Buddha? Listen calmly and attentively. Due to surpassing affinities, this ordination ceremony became possible. As Buddha's disciple, you have acquired the opportunity to receive the teaching transmitted from Shakyamuni Buddha through the patriarchs to me and to manifest the Buddha's way forever. Even the Buddhas and patriarchs cannot help but admire you who are honestly seeking the Buddha's path in this world. With sincere belief in his Dharma and practicing his way with thoughtful consideration for all sentient beings. It is rare indeed to receive a human body in this cosmic world. However, since we cannot avoid the reality of human death, we must deeply and gratefully appreciate how meaningful and marvelous this present existence is. There indeed is the opportunity to listen to the Dhamma and the appearance of Buddha in this world is our great joy. Embracing Buddha's teaching, we sincerely accept the Buddhas as our parents. And moment after moment, we endeavor to live the life of enlightenment which transcends greed, anger, and self-delusion. Thus, fall and wreck reflect on the circumstances that have made this ceremony possible and consider deeply the innumerable blessing of your family and friends. The great benevolence bestowed upon you by your father is higher than a mountain, and your mother's love is deeper than the ocean. It is my sincerest wish that you return at least a small part of this parental kindness, and with your whole life express your gratitude to all those who have cared so much for you. chair is called Shura. Only Buddha is able to cut it off. Now I will shave it off. Do you allow me to do this?
Yes, I will.
Israel. Lev Anderson. Your Buddhist name will be Tenzin Teng, and your friend will call you by name of Tenzin. If you want to receive Buddha's precepts, you should make confession. There are two ways or two meanings, in confession, but there is a way for confession transmitted from the Buddha through the patriarch to us. Besides, after my words, all the karma ever created by me. In the Buddha lands, in all directions, the earth trembles and flowers fall. What is the meaning of such an extraordinary sight? Buddha says, this is part of the Bodhisattva. Followers who want to receive the precept, having listened to a discourse on Bodhisattva's precepts, revived by their teacher who had previously received them from his teachers, are allowed to receive the Buddha's precepts, and now they are sure to be Buddha. Therefore, the universe manifests such a joyous omen. Upon hearing this, the Bodhisattva bowed to them and said, "If so, we have now accepted the precepts, and by keeping them with the spirit of Shakyamuni Buddha, the great teacher and sage, our study and practice are accompanied by innumerable bodhisattvas. This is due to the perennial and diamond-like element of the bodhisattva's precepts. Due to the deepening of this great opportunity, their bodies are resting in the Dhamma world, and all the world are involved in those bodhisattva precepts. In the realm of the great observance of bodhisattva precepts, who are practicing the precepts, for whom are the great precepts practiced, to whom its merits are going, in the observance of the pure bodhisattva precepts, there's no subjectivity or objectivity, and no merit even in pure practice. Thus, our practice continues forever. We should preserve the good fruit of those true merit of bodhisattva precepts, and mutually share the true Buddha way with all sentient beings. Here we have Zenyu and Teshin, and Bodhisattva's precepts have been transmitted to them, and they have joined our order of Buddha. It is our heartfelt desire that they would be mindful of those precepts and manifest the precepts in their everyday life. I'm so grateful to have and for the ordination of Zengi-san and Tenshin-san. And I'm so happy with all of your friends. to have this ordination service. I want to say just thank you for our teachers and your friends who make this schedule for us. It is, of course, not only our effort, but also especially for the of the veterans and veterans and originated from Buddha's enlightenment. If one attains enlightenment, all the sentient beings will be enlightened. That this kind of truth, which is difficult to accept, but that is very true. And to have a disciple who will attain enlightenment is the most important thing for our society. Your parents raised you so that you can contribute some good element for our society. First of all, we all should be very grateful for Zen-yu-san's parents and for Tenshin-san's parents who raised you with this spirit. Everyone has that spirit to save others. That spirit is always inside with us. Our true mind is always the spirit mind to save all sentient beings. In your happiness or in your adversity or even in critical moment of each one of us, the things, the mind which comes out always in such a moment is the mind who wants to contribute something to our human world. This is the mind Buddha found out in its true sense after leaving various things behind him. He found out this truth. He found out through mind, which is the spirit to save all sentient beings, and became Buddha. on this point, if you think about the true spirit of serving others, which is bodhisattva mind, and which is through the mind too, we will realize how important it is to have someone who will be the good example of our human being, which has the true spirit of saving others even before save themselves. When we think and teach this point, we cannot help extolling this saving of ordination, which means to join our order to save all sentient beings. I want to express my heartfelt gratitude for Buddha, for our teachers, for your parents, and all of you, and all sentient beings in the world. Thank you very much.
Ordination ceremony for Yukon and Silas Holder. After this lecture, immediately after this lecture, I wanted to talk about ordination ceremony, but I think it is pretty difficult to explain it, you know, because you have no idea of, you know, Buddhist priesthood, and what you have in your mind is priest in a way, you know, so I have no word to communicate. Inanimate and animate beings. So everything has its own position in Buddhas, as a Buddhist. That is fundamental teaching of Buddhism, and that is the structure of the teaching. So we cannot say priest is higher. Or animal is higher. Tentatively, as we are, you know, human beings, or as we are teacher or disciple, but we are all friends of Buddhists. We are all Buddhists. Tentatively, we take some responsibility. to express Buddha's teaching. But each one of us, because each one of us has one's own position and responsibility, so the value of each one is the same. That is fundamental, you know. Structure of Sangha. With this understanding, we observe ordination ceremony. Some of them will become priests, and some of them will remain. And we will fulfill our responsibility. We realize for the realization of the teaching, for the practice of our teaching. This is, you know, why we have ordination ceremony. Because we need, you know, priests. But it doesn't mean priest is highest or something like that. But when we, you know, have some ceremony, or when we have some activity according to the situation, someone will take more responsibility, and that is quite natural thing, which will happen to us. And with this spirit, I want you to join our ordination ceremony. As someday you will be a priest or a nun, and no one knows, you know, what will happen to us. But whatever happened to us, if you want to join our order and express Buddha, I want you to join our ceremony, and I shall be very grateful for you if you appreciate our effort. Thank you very much. Opening of Mahabodhi Sattva Temple and main office of Zen Center. We arranged this altar, making offering of fruits and vegetables
which were produced in this land of Maha Bodhisattva. Reciting sutra of Dai Shishin Dharani, the sutra of the great compassionate one. With this merit, we want to express our way-seeking mind with our deceased friend through the Dixon by whole testing form. And Zenke Dotaku Koji Sato Sanjo and Chesta F. Carlson and also who helped our activities. By the Spirit of Buddha or by various kinds of offering. Hereby, we want to practice Bodhisattva way step by step so that our practice of step by step was paying back the mercy of Buddha and great Bodhisattvas in India, China, and Japan. Hereby, now I have one statement which has been in my mind for more than 10 years. Even on top of the mountain of great merit, we should try not